Small Gods by Terry Pratchett, dramatised for radio by Robin Brooks, with Carl Prekop as brother and Patrick Barlow as the great god Om.
Our story takes place on the Discworld and has begun in the holy city of Om, where novice priest brother has encountered the great god Om inexplicably wandering the temple gardens in the form of a small, confused tortoise. Novice brother, selected because of his infallible memory, has gone with Deacon Vorbis to the infidel city of Ethebi, and the great god Om has gone with him in a little wicker basket. By trickery, Deacon Vorbis has taken control of the city.
Our fleet will be here in a few days. There will be no opposition while we hold the citadel. Your infernal mirror is even now being smashed. Who built it? I see. And who wrote this? De Kelonian Mobile, the turtle moves. Who wrote it?
I did.
Stand forward. You are a philosopher?
Indeed. Didactylos is my name.
You are blind?
Only as far as vision is concerned.
Yet you carry a lantern. Doubtless for some catchword reason. Probably you'll tell me you're looking for an honest man.
I don't know, my lord. Perhaps you could tell me what he looks like.
I should strike you down now.
Oh, certainly.
These lies, this lure to drag men from the path of true knowledge. You dare to stand before me and declare that the world is flat and travels through the void on the back of a giant turtle?
No.
When everyone knows that the world is a sphere, perfect in shape as the central truth of Om.
My lord.
What is it, brother?
He said no.
That's right, I did.
You deny it?
Call it a sphere, no problem. And the sun can be a larger sphere, a long way off. Would you like the moon to orbit the sun or the world? I advise the world more hierarchical and a splendid example to us all.
But you wrote! You said the world is on the back of a giant turtle. You gave it a name!
Now I know better. A turtle 10,000 miles long? I'm embarrassed to think of it now. One must always be ready to embrace new ideas.
Your lies have already poisoned the world.
Better write another book, then. Think how it will look. Proud Didactylus, swayed by the arguments of Deacon Vorbis. A full retraction. With your permission, Lord, I know you have much looting and burning to do and so on, I will retire to my barrel and start work right away.
So much for your philosophy.
Nevertheless, the turtle moves.
Gods! After him! And brother!
Yes, Lord.
Take a party of men and burn the library.
Yes, Lord.
Didactylus is blind, but it is dark. The pursuing guards haven't spent their lives wandering the many stepped lanes of Ethebe.
Ow! My knee!
But one made out the skinny figure, bounding madly ahead. He raised his crossbow, then looked at the feathered bolt protruding from his own chest.
Sergeant Simony? But you're not...
I'm sorry. I really am. But the turtle moves.
I always wanted ones? To do that turn.
Which books
what
do we save?
The truth in the face of tyranny and so on.
Which books on gold?
Well, we don't need 7 volumes of Greedo's Mechanics. Oh, I wish I could have seen the look on Forbes's face.
We've got our Greedo, but we don't need Ibid Civics.
What?
Or Nomin's lesser-known thoughts on Andracus Balloons.
They belong to all mankind.
Then all mankind can come and help us carry them.
Wait, stay where you are.
Leave him, Corporal.
But I got orders
are
to
arrest... Are you deaf? If you are, the Quisition can cure it. Go, search the palace for books.
Carry on, Corporal.
But Sergeant Simon...
You heard what the novice said.
Very good, Sergeant.
Are you staying, Sergeant?
The turtle moves. That all depends.
I'm a friend.
Why should we trust you?
Your book, The Turtle Moves. Well, some of us know it for what it is. It's all we had. It makes so much sense. I could save you. I'll just kill this novice.
Hey! I can help too. That's why I came.
What can you do?
I can save the library.
What? Put it on your back and run away?
No. How many scrolls are there?
No, only a couple of hundred are really important.
I may be able to do it. Is there a way out?
There could be.
Don't tell him! You're not one of us.
I'm not one of them either. I'm one of mine.
I'm inclined to trust this priest.
Why?
Because anyone stupid enough to expect us to trust him in these circumstances must be trustworthy. So, young man, what's your plan?
Get your books, and I need some light. And, oh, my God.
What?
I mean, could somebody fetch my tortoise?
You can remember them just by looking.
Yeah.
The whole scroll?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Show him some more scrolls.
He can't read.
Well, we'll teach him later.
Unroll another one. That's it. Now the next.
I don't believe you.
And the next.
It's impossible.
It does feel a bit funny. My mind's heavy. I feel as if I turned my head too sharply, things would slosh out of my ears.
Okay. Describe what an ambiguous presumer is.
I don't know.
It means the fourth picture on the second scroll you saw.
Oh, a four-legged creature facing left, a large head like a cat's and broad shoulders. Ears small and lay flat against the head. Six whiskers, hind feet clawed, three on each foot.
And that was 50 scrolls ago. He only looked at it for a second or two. You know everything.
Do I?
You've got the whole library in your head.
Soldiers are coming back. We need to scarper quick.
Where are we?
Feel a bit full, do we? Oh. Feel a bit like a stack of shelves? What did you go and do that for?
I don't know. Where are we?
We're down by the harbour, in a shed. This sergeant friend of yours put me in his pack.
I told you, just a block in the tube to get some more fuel in.
What on earth is that? It looks like a boat, but it hasn't got a mast. Just a great big copper ball with a sort of fire underneath it. I've seen one of those in your book. There was a drawing.
Oh,
it's the walking library. Yes, you're right. Illustrating the principle of reaction. I never asked her to build a big one, though.
I took it around the lighthouse one night last week. No problems.
Ankh Morpork is a lot further than that lighthouse.
How does it work?
Oh, very simple. The fire makes the water hot, so it gets angry. And
we haven't got time for this.
How are you feeling, youngster? You went out like a candle back there.
Yeah.
1 minute upright, the next minute, draft excluder.
I'm much better, thank you.
Come on then, on board. Anyway, right on.
The whole city's burning.
Get me out of this knapsack.
Excuse me, Sergeant...
Simony.
Sergeant Simony, could I have my tortoise?
I don't see why not.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
The city of Ankh Morpork. Do you know it?
No.
Not a bad place for a fresh start. With my brains and your... With my brains, we should soon be in business again.
Don't you want to go back to Omnia?
No point.
Who are you talking to, Paul?
I was praying.
To Om? You might as well pray to that tortoise.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed for Omnia. What good has our god been to us, A bogeyman for the Quisition? If he exists, let him strike me down now.
I like this boy. He's almost as good as a believer. It's like love and hate, know what I mean?
Thus, I refute Om.
Ankh Morpork. I want to go to Ankh Morpork.
Well, we'd be caught if we return to Omnia.
We can land away from the ports. Supporters will flock to our banner. The turtle movement. That's what we'll call it, you'll see.
Oh, damn!
Can I hear thunder?
The ship's setting off from the harbour. Looks like the Omnian trireme. What was that?
Just a squid, I expect.
Cephalopoda phylum mollusca. An internal cartilaginous support instead of a skeleton. Oh, my God.
What?
What?
I think the books are leaking.
But you can't read. You don't know what they mean.
They know what they mean.
That warship's definitely headed this way.
Those storm clouds look very impressive. Cirrocumulus? Cirrocumulus stratus?
Just there from what we're here, Sarge.
Wind's getting up.
There are different ways of learning things. I'm reminded of the time when old Prince Laskier of Sort asked me how he could become learned. And I told him there were no royal roads to learning.
And he said, then bloody well build one, or I'll have your legs chopped off. So, anyway, I found half a dozen slaves who could read, and they sat in his bedroom, whispering choice passages while he slept.
Did that work?
Don't know. The third slave stuck a 6-inch dagger in his ear.
The trireme's getting nearer.
Is that Bulbis on the prow?
Much nearer.
Hey, we're off! That trireme will never catch us now!
Look at that lightning!
Ern, I've just thought of a drawback to having a large copper ball in a boat during a thunderstorm.
What's that?
Brother? Brother? Wake up! Rise and shine. Hop, 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 hop. Oh,
what happened?
You're alive is what happened. The lightning struck, the boat exploded, and here we are, washed up on the shores of the great desert.
Oh, God.
Better than drowning.
Oh, is there any water?
Shouldn't think so.
Ossuary 5, verse 3 says you made living water flow from dry rock.
Artistic license.
You can't.
Nope.
Which way's Omnia?
No, we don't want to go to Omnia. Hey, put me down.
I think it's this way.
What do you want to go to Omnia for?
I don't. But I'm going anyway.
I think I know what went wrong.
Hmm?
There should be some kind of safety valve on the Angry Water. And we need a lightning conductor, obviously. I'll do it better next time.
I'm quite happy with this raft, thank you, Ern. Better off than those poor sods on the trireme.
Well, we could land somewhere along here.
That's the desert. No point stopping there. This wind will take us to Omnia. We'll make landfall before the city. There are people I know, philosopher. People who believe in the turtle. People ripe for the turtle movement.
I never meant for people to believe in it. It exists. I just thought it might be a good idea to explain things a bit.
We sat up all night, philosopher, making copies of your book, risking our lives. Spread like a fire underground.
Lots of copies, Sergeant.
Hundreds, thousands.
I suppose it's too late to ask for, say, a 5% royalty. No, the guy asked. I can't help feeling sorry for that young brother.
Priest are expendable. There's too many of them.
He had all our books.
He'll probably float with all that knowledge in it.
He was mad anyway. I saw him whispering to that tortoise.
I wish we still had it. That's good eating on one of those things.
What's that?
What?
That blob.
Driftwood. Seaweed. I can't tell. Everything's dancing in the heat.
It's a body!
It's Vorbis.
He's dead!
He's not.
Pity.
We should do something for him.
Find a rock and stove his head in. Hey! What are you doing?
He's not so heavy.
What about me? Pick me up!
You've got four legs.
What are you going to do with him?
Take him to Omnia. People must know what he did.
You're mad! You're going to carry him across the desert?
I'm going to try.
You're mad! That's it. I don't need you. I can find another believer. No problem. I'm not chasing after you.
Put it on the far side of the bay. There's a village not far from there. I've got friends there.
Sergeant, why are you doing this?
Have you heard of a place called Estancia?
Omnia conquered it about 15 years ago.
That's right. I was just a kid then. But I don't forget. There's lots of people with good reason to hate the church.
I thought you were protecting Vorbis.
I was. I don't want anyone to kill him before I do.
Gods. Gods need people. Belief is the food of the gods. They need a shape. Sand is what you find in deserts. Gordo of Tsort says that sand is worn down mountains, but Irexis finds that sandstone is pressed out of sand.
Brother, I'm really disappointed in you.
Brother Numrod?
Really disappointed.
Want water?
Water, yes.
Caught up with you at last. You're not still carrying Vorbis. Just leave him. Isn't he dead yet?
No.
Well, put him out of his misery.
We're taking him back to Omnia.
Oh, let's rest up for the night, shall we? Shall we?
Stars. Bright. Did you live, you know, up there?
What?
You know, where the gods live.
Oh, that lot. I think they're so bloody elite. Got to be an anthropomorphic personification to live up there.
But you're a great god.
Every god's a great god to someone. I never wanted to be that great. Handful of tribes, city or two.
2 million people in the Empire.
Pretty good, eh?
Started out with nothing but a shepherd hearing voices in his head. Ended up with 2 million.
You never did anything with them.
Like what?
We're telling them not to kill each other.
Why should I tell them that?
You ever heard of ethics?
Somewhere in Hawanderland, isn't it?
Why do people need gods?
You've got to have gods. People have got to believe in something. What else is there?
I don't believe. Nothing anymore.
Well, except me.
You.
Look, if people stop believing in gods, they'll believe in anything. Young Urn's steam ball. Anything.
I've got to find shade. Before sunrise. Under those cliffs. Got to find water.
How many are there?
Hundreds. They're sitting on the rafters.
Uncle.
What?
There are even one or two priests. And dozens of soldiers.
Don't worry. They're total believers, just like us. We have friends in unexpected places.
But I don't
know. There isn't anyone here who doesn't hate the church with all their soul.
But that's not why.
They're just waiting for someone to lead them.
But I never intended.
I know you won't let us down. You're a philosopher, a man of reason. Good people, here is the man who first told us the turtle moves!
The turtle moves!
The sun is riveted to the copper dome of the sky. Brother drowses in the shade. Beside him, Vorbis twitches and mutters. Om sits waiting expectantly. In dread.
Here they come.
From under scraps of stone, from cracks in the rock, out of the sand, the air is filled with their voices. One voice comes from a cave in the cliffs.
Bugger off. All of you. He's mine. Mine. My only believer. You can't have him. Push off. Who do you think you are?
There was a city once. Canals, gardens, temples, thousands sacrificed.
Who were you?
Great pyramid temples that reached to the sky.
You were a great god?
Such glory.
Who were you?
Such glory.
Brother?
What?
Oh, just checking you're alive.
Right.
I'm going to find water.
What?
There's a cave back here.
Water.
It seeps down after the rains, lodges in the rocks.
What is this place?
It's an old temple. Look, that lump of rock must have been an altar. And there were carvings once.
Who built it?
I don't know.
Those statues are made of granite. They must have been hauled a long way.
Had enough water.
The altar's got grooves in it.
That'll be for the blood. Let's go.
Who did they worship?
I don't know. There was a god here once. A powerful god. A great god. And now no one even knows what his name was. Come on, let's get out of here.
I've got to give Vorbis some of this water.
Why do you bother with him? He's had thousands of people killed.
Perhaps he thought you wanted it.
I never said I wanted that.
You didn't care.
But I was...
Shut up.
What?
You could have helped people. But all you did was stamp and roar and try to make them afraid.
It's not my fault if people...
It is. Here, Vorbis. Vorbis, drink this. Come on. That's it.
I don't know why you bother. In 100 years' time, you'll be dead anyway.
Look, here and now, we're alive. A tortoise shell would make a pretty water container.
Oh, you... Wouldn't.
I might. Who knows? In 100 years, I'll be dead anyway.
Yes, yes. But here and now...
Right. You can't believe in Great Atchewin. Great Atchewin exists. There's no point believing in things that exist. So, any more questions?
Sir, surely only things that exist are worth believing in, sir.
If they exist, you don't have to believe in them. They just are. I wrote down what people know. Mountains rise and fall, and under them, the turtle swims onwards. Men live and die, and the turtle moves. Empires grow and crumble. Gods come and go, and the turtle moves.
And is that really true?
The turtle exists. I don't know about truth. I don't think the turtle gives a bugger whether it's true or not. To tell you the truth?
This isn't what I came to hear. He's muffed it. He could have done anything with them, and he just told them a lot of facts. You can't inspire people with facts. They need a cause. They need a symbol.
The water's done Vorbis some good. He's walking. He's breathing. His eyes are open.
There's nothing behind them, though. His body's here, but not his mind.
Look. Tracks. A host of them.
The soldiers must have come this way from Omnia.
Then all we have to do is follow them back.
No, we'll never make it. No one could live out here.
What? Like that person? Standing on top of that pillar?
Yoo-hoo! Coo-wee! Over here!
Well, well, well. We don't get many visitors up here on the pillar, do we, Angus? I do beg your pardon. I'm St. Ungulant, and this is Angus. Do squat down. Sorry, it's a bit crowded.
Bit crowded?
Will your bald friend be all right down there? I was thinking of adding another pillar to catch the morning sun, you know?
Balmy.
Don't you get the sun pretty much everywhere?
Oh, but it's much more important in the morning. Besides, Angus says we ought to have a patio, don't you, Angus?
Could have a barbecue on it.
What religion are you a saint of, exactly?
Oh, none, really. That was all rather a mistake. My parents named me Severian Thaddeus Ungulant, and then one day, of course, most amusing, someone drew attention to the initials. After that, it all seemed rather inevitable.
I see.
I've had to pick up hermiting as I went along. Of course, I taught myself. I'm entirely self-taught. You can't find a hermit to teach you hermiting, because that rather spoils the whole solitude thing.
But, what about Angus?
He's not over there. I don't know why you're looking over there. He's over here now. Aren't you, Angus?
Right.
He doesn't do any of the hermiting. He's not, you know, trained. He's just company. My word, I'd have gone quite mad if it wasn't for Angus cheering me up all the time.
Yeah, I expect you would.
Well done, Angus.
No, he's over there now.
Yes, of course he is. Sorry.
It's not a bad life, actually. The hours are rather long, and the food is a bit samey. Lizard, snake, snake, lizard.
And mushrooms, perhaps.
Any mushrooms in these parts?
After the annual rains, yes. Red ones with yellow spots. The desert becomes really interesting in the mushroom season.
Giant purple stinging slugs, exploding giraffes.
All sorts of interesting creatures appear. I think they're attracted by the mushrooms.
What does he do for water?
What do you do for water?
Angus drinks very little, don't you, Angus? I don't know how he keeps body and soul together.
Where do you get it, the water?
Oh, the plants in the rocks. The big ones with yellow flowers. If you cut open the fleshy part of the leaves, there's up to half a pint of water. Tastes like wee-wee, mind you.
Well, I think we could put up with that. Nice meeting you. And Angus?
Oh, won't you stay for lunch? We always have a proper sit-down lunch on Wednesdays, don't we, Angus?
Leave him.
We have lots to do.
Angus does table decorations. Very imaginative.
Now.
Sorry.
Well, come again. Come tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, if we're passing.
Lovely. Bye now, and mind yourself on the ladder. Bye. Bye. Well, he seemed like a nice person, didn't he, Angus?
Yeah.
Brother strode out across the desert.
Claws of iron shall rend the ungodly.
Vorbis followed behind. He was walking now, but was blank-faced and silent.
Lamps of truth shall light the way.
Until suddenly Vorbis bent down and picked up a stone.
When the heathen look at us oddly.
And brought it down sharply on Brother's head.
We shall...
Then Vorbis plucked Om from Brother's pocket and hurled him into the rocks. Vorbis picked Brother up, slung him across his shoulders, and set off into Omnia. Out of the wilderness, the prophet was returning to his people.
In the third episode of Small Gods by Terry Pratchett, dramatised for radio by Robin Brooks, Carl Prekop was Brother, Alex Jennings, Vorbis, and Patrick Barlow, Om. The narrator was Anton Lesser. St. Ungulant, Geoffrey Beavers, Didactylos, Gerard McDermott, Ern, John Cummings, and Sergeant Simony, Nick Sates. Small Gods was produced by Claire Grove and directed by Gordon House.